Tony Zorba with The Source. Hello, Tony.
Good morning, Bob.
Before we start, let's talk a little bit about what The Source is and what you do.
Sure, sure. The Source is a, first of all, it's a Christian outreach ministry that is geared to spread the gospel of Jesus and also provide basic services to those that are in need on the Treasure Coast. So we serve meals every day. We provide showers. We provide the only laundry facility in Indian River County for those that are in need to come in and wash their clothing for free on the Treasure Coast. We also have we launched our first Road to Recovery class last week, and we also offer daily Bible studies every single day.
And I know one of the things that people may be aware of when they hear your name is the fact that when it gets really cold here, which it does from time to time, that you open up as a shelter.
Correct, correct. We're also the only cold night shelter in Indian River County, but we just got approval to be to open up when there's torrential rain, which has truly been a blessing. 2 weeks ago, we had Tropical Storm Emily come through, and we were the only facility in Indian River County to open up for those that are in need. Because a lot of people don't realize that even when you get a couple inches of rain, that's devastating to people that are living out in the woods and sleeping on benches and have nowhere to go.
Well, one of the programs that you're offering now, which is pretty innovative, that we wanted to talk about today is Dining with Dignity, where you're taking the soup out of the soup kitchen. Explain what that is.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Basically, a year ago, we looked at our model, and we really wanted to get away from the traditional soup kitchen line, where individuals come in and they stand in line and wait for food and grab a seat, and it's kind of dining and dashing. It wasn't very personable with individuals, and it was hard to really build relationships. So what we did was we brought Indian River State College in. We brought Debbie Metcalf in from Indian River State College, and we sat her down and we looked at how we were serving food to those in need, and we really got educated on there's a link to processed food and addiction. And a lot of our clients that we serve have some sort of addiction. And we really wanted to break away from that model. So we hired a local chef who put together a 12-week culinary training program that serves fresh food daily to those that are in need in our community. And the program has really just taken off like wildfire. We train individuals in the culinary industry, and within 12 weeks, we place them back to work in the local restaurant industry.
So here's something where you've got somebody who's homeless and maybe have been
Correct.
Used to the soup kitchen type approach, and you've got a chef now who says, hey, I can teach you a trade here. And
absolutely.
And then they're employed.
Absolutely. So basically how individuals come in, when they come in, they're seated at tables. There's linen, there's china, there's silverware, there's plates, cups, and individuals are being served and the food is brought to them. So we serve them soup, salad, and an entree every single day, and the food is actually being brought to them. So there's no more standing in line and waiting for food. And everything that is provided by the students that are in the training program.
How many students do you have? Is there a pretty big interest in this?
Yeah, we have. We're only able to, because our kitchen is extremely small, but we have about six students every 12 weeks because we really want to be successful in what we're doing. So we launched it about a year ago, and we were able to place 23 out of 30 individuals in the local industry, which is about 73% of the individuals that go through our culinary training program.
Now, that's pretty amazing that it's that high. Where do you get your funding from for something like this?
It's truly been amazing. We get a lot of our funding from local churches, local donors, We get a small percentage of local grants and foundations, but it truly, truly is. We live in an amazing community, and we're just blessed to have amazing volunteers and amazing donors to really make this thing happen.
Well, I think it's amazing that there's the interest there to learn this and then to go back out in the workforce again.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you know, once we started this, it really has been, it really has truly just taken off to the point where we've had some national celebrities come through our facility as of late. We're in the process right now of working with a national lady by the name of Jennifer Bertrand from the television show HGTV. She's been to the source. She's put a plan together to redesign the inside of our facility, and with the help of local builders, RCL Development and Passage Island Construction, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we'll be redoing the inside of our facility to give it a fresher, cleaner atmosphere for those that are in need.
Yeah, and this is something that you won't find in a lot of organizations, even across the country. So this is a pretty innovative thing that's being done here.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll see some places around the country that do the Dining with Dignity model, where they have a certified chef that does all of the cooking. But nobody that we've been able to find, at least from Vero Beach to Miami, that has a culinary training program that's training people and placing them back to work.
Well, congratulations on the success of the program, and it appears that this is something definitely worth continuing.
Yes, yep, absolutely. And like I said, we have a small staff on board. We have seven staff members that are truly just phenomenal, amazing individuals that are making this happen, as well as amazing volunteers and donors in the community. And without them, none of this would even be possible.
So if anybody wants more information, I know you've got a lot of it on the website, and that is what?
www.iamthesource.org.
IamTheSource.org. All right. Well, Tony, appreciate you being on the show.
Absolutely, Bob. We appreciate you guys and the community and getting the word out, and we look forward to many great things to happen in the community this year.
Well, I definitely look forward to talking to you again down the road.